I'm Aaron David Miller. My very first experience with a pipe organ was a small mechanical action organ. Literally, there's a mechanical connection between every note and every stop and the pipe. And having somebody kind of walk me through that to see what those different connections are and how you can manipulate the organ from the console. I was about 5 when that happened. I was really bitten by the bug at that point. With silent film, it's kind of a hybrid of the two. I use a lot of classical themes or themes that may have been popular when the film was first made, but also using that material to improvise the dramatic content of the film, that as a scene unfolds, I'm using either a classical theme or a folk song or something to kind of push the dramatics of the film forward. Certainly with Phantom of the Opera, I kind of just go for it, and I make a few references to the famous, you know, Toccata and Fugue in D minor of Bach, and I slip in the Bach Passacaglia a couple of times, and there's a couple of other classical organ pieces that people might recognize but not know the names of and so forth. Most people identify it as a horror film, but in many ways it's kind of an adventure film. It takes place around a production of Gounod's Faust. So all the way through the film, you have all these references to Gounod's Faust and themes that occur in that opera. And as the movie goes on, you know, characters come in and are introduced, and other ones get killed off and suddenly become missing and so forth. So a lot of the musical thematic material for the film comes straight out of Faust. When you first start working with the film, it always feels like your elbow is kind of attached to your knee, so to speak, because you're trying to hit all those different dramatic points and let things unfold naturally. In the early stages of that, it takes a while to kind of get the timing down, but the more you watch the film, the more you see the actors move and you watch, you know, different glances in different ways and so forth. And after a while, you actually start to feel like you're interpreting what's happening a little bit. You're allowing the music to kind of propel the dramatic content and sort of share it with the audience.